Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Silvia Helen Leite for the records. Now we will start our last meeting or call for the RALO Secretariat before meeting in Buenos Aires all together and to shake hands there. Today, I will be more fluent because I will be speaking in my own language, so I would like to thank the staff for giving me this opportunity. And we will start because we have many things to do, so I would now request the staff to proceed with a roll call, please. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Silvia. Julia speaking. Welcome, everyone. On today's call on the English channel, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Wolf Ludwig, Holly Raich, Seranush Gardanian, Maureen Hilliard, Devan Antilaxing, Julia Morenetz, Tijani Benjima, and Fatima Dasseyesila. I'm sorry. On the Spanish channel, we have Silvia Herlein. We have no apologies so far. And from staff, we have Heidi Olvish, Silvia Vivanco, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Julia Chauvelin. Your interpreters for today's call are Veronica and David. May I please remind all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters to identify the speaker on the other channel. And please speak at a reasonable pace to allow for an accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you, Silvia.
Thank you very much, Julia. This is Silvia Helen Leite. We have now 50 minutes to discuss 10 items, and we have some pending items from Durban, so we will start at once with those action items that are outstanding since the Durban meeting. We still have to review the application form of each of the radios to update that information and to have more friendly information for those organizations to be part of AdLarge. And these application forms should be online to make this process easier. We have some people who were in charge of this topic. I think it was Deb, Holly, Glenn, Aziz, and Wolf. So I would like to ask them if you have the time and if you could move forward with this issue so as to finish this action item, or else if we need to include this in our next meeting. Please, so you have the floor. Go ahead.
I'll have the floor. Sorry, I can't get into Adobe Connect. Thank you very much. The floor was, when we talked about this at the last meeting, the problem was not the content of the form. The content, this action item, arose because we wanted the form to be available online, not necessarily just in Word, but available in...
Sorry, this is the interpreter speaking.
Too quickly, right?
Silvia Helen Leiter speaking. I would like to ask someone who proceed with that explanation, please. You have the floor.
The explanation of that particular... This is Holly Raich from the transcript records. The explanation of that action item we discussed at the last meeting is there's not a problem with the content of the form. The problem that we talked about when we first raised this action item was the accessibility of the form. It was in a format, I think it was a Word document, it is not necessarily accessible to everyone. So it was about looking at how to make sure that people can use the form online. And so I think it was Dev and Garth between them who were just going to look at, is the form online available in a way that everybody can access it. So Dev, really, this is your action item to make sure that the form is okay and usable for everybody.
Okay. This is Dave. I could raise my hand.
This is Sylvia. Deb, go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is David Antilaxing speaking. And Garth has done quite a bit of work on this item. He's produced a PDF seems to work. I'm just trying to find it in my archives here, and I can't seem to find it right this second. So what he's done, he's created a PDF form, and so you can now use Adobe Reader to enter the information and so forth. I don't think the part where is enabled where the information is actually sent to staff, but it's coming along. And perhaps during the Buenos Aires meeting, it can be shown by God.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's Holly Race. Can we just delete the action item that's there now, because that's been done, and put a new action item that we simply test the new form that Garth has done at the Buenos Aires meeting? Thank you.
This is Sylvia Helen Leiter. Holly?
Yes?
So this is Sylvia Helen Leiter speaking. I see that you're typing on the chat, and I heard Holly's request, so... Do you think we will have enough time during the Buenos Aires meeting in our meeting to discuss this topic, or do you think it would be convenient to keep on working until our next meeting after the Buenos Aires meeting, we will discuss this topic again?
Dev, over to you.
Oh. Okay, this is Devanand speaking. I will have to get back with Garth, because Garth has been the one doing the real work on the actual PDF itself. I personally see no harm in waiting till after the Buenos Aires meeting to show it. But I'll need to contact Garth and really get feedback from him.
Okay.
That's it. What was it?
This is Sylvia Helen Leiter. Thank you very much, Dev. So what I was saying is that since this is not a topic that it is related to our activities in Buenos Aires or our immediate activities after Buenos Aires, this is a topic that we would perhaps postpone till December. That was what I was saying. So, if there are no further comments, we can discuss this by email, and then we will keep in touch to discuss this topic by email, right? Do you all agree? No. I would like to go on and to finish with the outstanding action items since the Durban meeting. I would like to ask Marashtiani to tell us about the work he is doing on the beginner's guides for incoming ALSs in our community. Matt, could you please explain or update us about that?
Hi, everyone. This is Heidi. I'm not sure if Matt is able to speak. He's on, or if he's on mute. I believe he's on the call. Okay, Sylvia, I'm going to give you the update because I don't know if Matt can speak. So it was very good news. Matt has done well by completing a very good draft of the new beginner's guide for ALSs. This draft, which has been through the graphic design process, will be presented in draft form to everyone in Buenos Aires, and you will be able to have a chance to take a look at it and add any revisions that you would like. And in particular, you might wish to look at items that will be of use for those ALSs coming to London. Matt's done a good job on that, and you will be able to see it in 2 weeks. Thank you.
So this is Sylvia Helen Leiter. Perfect, Heidi. That's very good news. Olivier, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. It's Olivier Capanablanc for the transcript. I thought that Matt was going to be there to be able to speak about this. He mentioned just earlier that he was going to show just what it looked like. And because I have a copy of it, I'm actually able to share it and to show it. So this is what I'm going to show you briefly, what it looks like, basically. So I hope you can see that. That's the beginner's guide to at-large structures. And then you've got the main thing in there. It starts with what is ICANN, who runs the Internet, is a sort of insert in this. And it runs for quite a few pages. There's 13 pages in total. So how is ICANN organized? What is the at-large community? How is the at-large community organized? And it gives you an idea of the distribution across the world. Then we've got the usual graphic that we usually have, and then there's a few pictures and a few links to where we should go. Then what is an at-large structure? So basically the idea was to start with a more basic information about ICANN and then move on to the at-large structures and immediately also go into this part here. Why are at-large structures vital to the multi-stakeholder model? I mean, this is the first draft. Things will have to be changed a bit, but the whole idea is, you know, why are ALSs important? Can my voice affect ICANN policies? Then there's an estimation of public comments. There is an explanation of how the ALAC policy advice is made, and there's basically going to be the diagram showing how the policy advice is done. I think it's a very, very comprehensive guide that will be very, very useful for our railos, and very useful, of course, to the ALSs. So useful for the railos to explain to the ALSs how things work. It continues with a mailing list and other at-large mailing lists. The Confluence Weekly workspaces that we have here, and then more workspaces, and just a great number of websites that people will be able to, if they have the electronic version, will be able to click on, including the key ICANN documents, et cetera, and it talks about myicanN.org, and then it talks about the social media, so the Facebook page, the LinkedIn page, the regional events calendar, which is a key thing, I think a key tool that we should all be able to use. And then the Adobe Connect meeting rooms to explain how these work, and quick tips on frequently asked questions, and more links to beginner's guides, brochures, et cetera. So it's very comprehensive, you'll see. And at the back, there is a glossary. I think it's a fantastic piece of work. And this is why I just couldn't stop from showing it over to you all. So with this, I thank you and return you back and stopping sharing my screen.
This is Heidi. Sylvia Herrlein-Leiter, you're muted. So it's *7 to unmute. Or Adigo, perhaps you could unmute her.
This is Sylvia Helen Leite. I will repeat my comment because I was muted. It was really fantastic. It is very comprehensive. I see all the comments that are being posted in the chat. I all agree in which this is excellent. And all the secretaries in the regions will be very happy to have this information because it saves us a lot of time, a lot of email exchanging for new organizations. And also this will be very useful for old ALSs because we will have everything, all the information contained in one single place or paper. So congratulations for this effort. I don't know if there is anyone who would like to make any comment about this. I see Dev is posting the link on the ALS's application form. Fatimata, go ahead, please.
Hello, everybody. Fatimata speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, Fatimata. We can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I just would like to congratulate Matt and all staff members who contributed to this excellent work. And I have a question about the language. Is it already translated into other languages? If yes, how many of them?
Fatimata, if I could answer that.
Yes.
The draft is currently only in English, and once the draft is finalized, we will be translating it into the 5 UN languages.
Thank you very much, Heidi. Is there any other comment regarding this booklet? Or this brochure. So I would like to go back to the PDF of the ALSs that Dev posted on the chat. I have already opened that information. Would you like to make any comment about this? This is Sylvia Helen Leite, and following Fatimata's question, I see that the application form is in English. So is it going to be translated into the 5 UN languages as well?
This is Dave.
Go ahead, Dev. I think there's some confusion. It's not the application guide. It's the beginner's guide.
Oh.
Unless I missed something.
Okay, no, this is Dave. Regarding the link, I posted a link to the work that Garth Bruin has done on this form. I think we just probably need to do more testing. And like I said, the part where the information is actually transmitted after the form is filled out to the ICANN staff account, I imagine, that part has not been enabled. So that part isn't working, but obviously once this works, we can then obviously look to do the other language versions of the ALS application form. That's it.
Thank you, Dev. Wolf, now you have the floor. Please go ahead.
Yes. It's Wolf Ludwig speaking for the records. Well, we didn't have any real problem with application form and format so far. Here, the only problem we faced about a year ago is a sort of handling of the application process. I think I forwarded some infos already some months ago, immediately after we had a new applicant from Switzerland, which was Swiss Privacy Foundation, who filled in the application form properly. I sent it to staff afterwards. And when the due diligence procedure started, they realized that the application form, what in their opinion contained some more or less confidential or internal information, was publicly accessible by a simple Google research. And after they realized this, they were so confused that they withdraw the application form. So we lost by such an issue, by such procedure, a potential new member. What took me quite some time before to get them mobilized and get them ready to send an application. And I think we should be careful in comparable cases, because there may be applicants from a privacy field or corner who are extremely sensitive in this respect. And I think we have to discuss and find a procedure when the application is sent and the due diligence is undertaken, that this is kept more or less in a confidential manner and will not be publicly available by a simple Google research. This is, in my opinion, an important issue what should be clarified when we talk about application formats, etc., and some reworking of this. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Sylvia Herlin speaking. I would like to ask you, do you think we should have perhaps an application form in two stages, where in the first stage we could have some basic information and then some other information? Because the thing is, we each of the railroads needs to have certain information to decide if the organization is approved or not to be part of at large. Which do you think could be the idea of not having sensitive information or to have them open to the public in general? Thank you.
Well, it was a question directly to me, I guess. So it's Wolf Ludwig again for the records. Well, I don't know whether it makes sense to subdivide the application process or the application form to have general information first and then more internal information afterwards. I think it could be still done by one application form and one procedure, and I think the present form and format ask for a lot of information what is needed afterwards to undertake a due diligence procedure. So I think we cannot lower the barrier on this side, and I think we shouldn't lower the barrier, because if we receive an application from an organization, from a candidate we do not know, then we need to have some background information about them. If we know the applicant, then it's much easier. And in the case of the Swiss Privacy Foundation, it would have been much easier, because I know them for quite a long time. But therefore, I think, no, the consequence, what I was saying, is not subdividing the application form or the application process, but to make sure after the application form was sent that from this point until the due diligence procedure is finished and until the new applicant is certified, that this process is kept in a more confidential manner. You may remember once the due diligence procedure is done by staff, they are resent to the RALO asking for the regional advice on the applicant, and when we get the DD files, there's always a remark, please be aware that this DD forms may contain some confidential information. And I think this is another hint that this process is internal process and it should not be publicly available. Therefore, I think staff must develop a procedure from the moment they receive an application form until the applicant is certified to keep this in a confidential manner. This would be my suggestion and my answer to it. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Sylvia speaking. This is very clear to me. Now I would like to give the floor to Julia. Please go ahead, Julia.
She is probably muted.
Wolf has also asked for the floor. Would you like to continue, Wolf? If so, please go ahead.
Star 7 to unmute. Julia, if you can hear us. No, we cannot hear you. Star 7 to unmute. If you're on the phone, of course. If you're on the Adobe, then you have to be connected to the...
I tried to Skype her. Just a moment.
She's saying she's only on the AC room. That is why she cannot speak. This is Celia speaking. She has just written on the chat room and she is only here.
Okay.
Olivia is now giving her some instructions. This is still Sylvia speaking. Olivia is giving her some instructions on the chat room. She is saying she will be called on the phone. Now, Dev has provided a summary on Wolf's ideas and has given us some tips on how to proceed. I do believe this is a work we need to continue talking about. This is still Sylvia Herling speaking. Is there anybody else who would like to make a comment on this? Then otherwise we can just go on, and then when she is back on again, we can just go back to this issue. Okay, this is Sylvia speaking. I'm going to continue because we have a lot to cover, a lot to discuss, and we only have 20 minutes left. Do you agree? Then I would like to continue with item number 4 of September's agenda, and also this is item number 6 of today's agenda. It has to do with updates of the Metrics Committee. In the past meeting, we said only a prologue had started with this work. So for these issues, we expect results for March 2014, and it seems we still are on time, but with the end of year recess, this is not really a lot of time. So I was having a look at the link where we see the members of the subcommittee. There are many volunteers in each of the railroads of this subcommittee. They are being part of this subcommittee. But with respect to Lac Rallo, we do not know if they have met to know how we can adapt rules of procedure adopted by ALAC to rules of procedure already existing in Lac Rallo. I would also like to add, going back to what
Julia?
Cheryl asked, that it would be important that volunteers who registered, that they confirm their intention to do this and to appear to work on this issue. And perhaps we could ask staff, because I've seen there are many members, many volunteers in each of the regions that have enrolled in this list, and I'm not really sure if they are participating or not. I don't want to give a lot of time to this, but I do want to tell, to say that it seems that the wiki says that you had a meeting yesterday, and I want to know if you did have that meeting, and we would like to ask if you can say which are the members that are part of the ALAC Metrics Subcommittee. Thank you.
Hi, this is Maureen Hilliard. Thank you for giving me an opportunity, and I won't take up too much of your time. We did have a meeting today, but the purpose of my being here at this meeting is really just to get your support. And as you say, if your members who are on those committees, are on the Metrics Committee, could actually make sure that they reach out to the ALSs in your communities and get some feedback. It's really important that we do get some feedback from the ALSs themselves, through you guys who are the conduit of communication to your ALSs. My brief is to work with the ALSs, and in order to actually achieve what we need to achieve, and Olivier would like to see some metrics actually in place by Singapore, you know, we really need to get some ideas from the communities to find out so that we can actually put together something that's actually meaningful and, you know, appropriate and relevant, and that it also addresses the sensitivities that the whole metric issue raises. But I'm going to try and see if I can sneak 5 minutes of your time with each of the RALOs in Buenos Aires. So if you have any questions, you know, you can raise them with me then. Thank you.
And
thank you, Olivier.
Directly. Could I, Maureen, well done,
this
by the way.
This is Sylvia Herlin speaking. Thank you, Maureen. I think this was a good idea. So it would be interesting that we do this. I don't know how we can organize this, but it would be interesting that each of the secretaries in the railroads inform the members in the list that you, Maureen, will be available to receive them, to have some kind of fluent communication with them and to work on this issue. As I was saying, in the case of Lac Rallo, I see there are many members who have enrolled as volunteers, and we haven't really heard any comments regarding adapting or meeting together to compare the rules of procedures that we have and the ones that have already been approved. So it would be important that people going to Buenos Aires, or those who are not in Buenos Aires, that they get in touch with Maureen to give more more input on this. Is there any other thing you would like to say about this? Any other comment? Okay, so I am now going to go... Just going back to what item, the meeting with Fadi Shehade, the staff will not be able to meet with us in, as we did in September because of agenda issues. So all of the ideas that were our item of action, all of the ideas that we have been thinking about on how to improve our relationship with ICANN, with the other constituencies, with Fadi himself, and or the ideas that we would like to comment, we would need to look for another way to get these ideas through to him. I don't know if you can give any other comment, if you have other comments on how to discuss the issues that we were going to discuss with him, and unfortunately we will not be able to do that. I don't know if somebody else has another idea on this, another comment. Please go ahead. Okay, it seems there are no comments in this regard. Unfortunately, we will not be able to meet Fadi. Regarding item 3 for September, this is related to item number 10 in this agenda. We discussed this issue regarding Cross-Railo's activities on policy development. As far as I remember, in the past meeting, we agreed that we would not have a specific meeting for this, but we decided we would include this in our secretariat, Railo secretariat meetings. So today we would need to confirm if we are going to do this. That is, we give a space in each of the teleconferences for each Railo, or we ask for a meeting, a separate meeting. What are we going to do? Because this is a new activity, I would say, if we include 15 or 20 minutes in our monthly meetings, this should be enough. And if we see that with time that this issue is growing, perhaps we could organize an individual meeting. Now, this is regarding meetings, but on the other side, I would like to ask you if you have any idea on how to work on these issues. I think that as Railos, this is very good for us to know what other Railos are doing, what other Railos are commenting regarding policy development, and to try to be more effective in this very important issue, which is our relationship with ICANN. So here's what I thought. How about if we secretaries commit to edit the wiki once a month and to include these issues, and to see what are the main issues that other railroads are interested in. So this would imply to talk about the issue we are discussing, to just to have a very brief summary on the wiki page. It doesn't really have to be like the monthly report, but just to say that in our railroad, we are trying to prepare a document or a statement about this or that policy. So we would have all the policies for all the railroads in one single area. What do you think about this? This is Silvia Herling again. I see Silvia Vibanco posted a link, the link that I was referring to. So I would like to know once again, what do you think? Could we secretaries give an update on what we are going, where we are working on, so that all the regions would know what the other regions are working on? What is your opinion on this? Go ahead, Fatimata, please.
Thank you, Fatima Tasesila, for the record. I'm a little bit maybe concerned or not very clear for me, because the Rallo itself, unless, I mean, in Afralo, I would say, we have not yet started working together on one policy development. Of course, for every ICANN meeting, we work on a statement for the African community. But if we would like to state together that for each month we're working on one policy development, that would be a good strategy, of course, but you haven't started doing it that way yet. I don't know about the other rallies. However, I would be very much interested in participating and knowing how the other rallies work. For example, by just coming and participate to one of the monthly meetings, and if they have a very interesting topic for our rallies, for example. I don't know if I'm making sense, but that's what I think. Thank you.
This is Silvia speaking. Thank you, Fatimata. I am going to post the link for the Lacrallo Policy Development Wiki so that you can have an idea of what Lacrallo is doing. This is not a lot of work, but it is what we're doing, so you can have an idea of what this is. So the idea is to cross some information, and the idea is precisely that you do not have to go to the Lacrallo webpage because it would be posted here. So I now give the floor to Wolf, and I'm going to put this on the Adobe Connect. Wolf, you now have the floor.
Okay. Thanks. It's Wolf Lutschig again, for the record. I think we have to be a little bit careful in this respect, or not being too, or not getting too overambitious. What I mean with this, let's be realistic and let's be aware we are all volunteers. This means we cannot invest much more time as we already do, and I invest at the absolute minimum a day of my week in Uralo and related matters. And therefore, if we try to create too many parallel spaces for where we have to document our regular, etc. activities, this is taking at a certain stage too much time, and it tends to become bureaucratic. And therefore, I think as a source or reference for knowing what another RALO is doing, if I'm really interested and if I really need this information, I can go to their respective website, I can read their monthly reports if they are posted, and I can read other informations on the regional workspaces. Therefore, I think on this thing, it's useful to have some basic information as we have them now, where I see an overview about the key policy issues, and I get some points on process. And in my opinion, this is more or less sufficient to me about inter-RALO knowledge, etc. If I need more information, I can contact them, I can consult the website, etc. And we should not getting too overambitious and creating more work than we finally can accomplish. Thanks a lot.
This is Silvia speaking. Thank you, Wolf. I think Fatimata agrees with you. and Julia also. But then to have some orientation on the idea that we do not have time and so that we do not go to the webpage of another Raylo, the idea is that everything is together in one single page, and my idea was simply to give a headline, to give a very simple summary, not like our monthly report, but just to put a brief summary in this webpage. But then we just need to decide if we're going to eliminate this webpage that was created and to continue with the idea that if you want the information for each radio, you have to go to each radio page, or we could go on with this wiki page simply mentioning what we are working on. Is there any other comment in this regard? If so, please go ahead. Celine, please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, Darlene.
Now, with a huge echo, it's Darlene Thompson. I think that the I'm now that I've thought about it, I'm more going along with what Wolf just said. I think that the page is redundant. If we have these monthly calls, so that we can keep up with what each other is doing, so we do know what each Rallo is doing, and hopefully we're all reporting back to our Rallos as to any good ideas or things that we can use, you know, internally in our own Rallos. Having to do another report for me would be horrendous. I mean, I do a report on every meeting I attend, and I am on at least 6 working groups. So having to do yet another report, I'm sorry, as Wolf said, we're all volunteers. I don't need it. I don't want it. If I want specifics on, if I've heard something that another Rallo has done and I want specifics, I'll email them or I'll chat with them during a meeting. But doing this page, it really seems redundant to me. Sorry, thank you very much.
This is Celia speaking. Thank you, Darlene, for your comments. Julian, you now have the floor.
Yes, good evening. I apologize for my mic problem. I wanted just to support what was said and what was suggested by Wolf. I do think this can take more time, but maybe we could ask ICANN to help us and to have a kind of very brief paper, something like one page based on the monthly reports from each Rallo to be sent and circulated to all members of the list, so we can have a quick overview and have a quick look on what's going on in other Rallos, you know, and if we are interested in or would like to follow, we can go to their web page and to check details. So this is my quick suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Cecilia Herling. Now I would like to ask that we decide. Are we going then to eliminate the wiki page, or are we going to ask staff to complete, to fill in this wiki page?
Can I, it's Holly Roche here, may I interrupt to make a suggestion?
Please go ahead, Holly.
Thank you. I don't think we need either. I think if we have a website where it's really easy for all of us to find out about each other, it should be our responsibility. I'm picking up what Darlene said. The material is there. All of our monthly reports are there, and they should be up to date, and that's one of our metrics. They, you know, yet another wiki page that is not connected to the main page is just that much more difficult to find, and it's just asking the staff to do something that they shouldn't have to do, because the information, all of the information, should be there and it should be easy to find. And if we, you know, if we want to follow up on everything, there are emails that we all have. So instead of creating more work, maybe we just remind each other at each roller call, let's just look at each other's websites and see what we're doing, and then we can talk about it. But let's not create more work for ourselves or for staff. I don't think we need to. Thank you.
This is Sylvia Helen Leite. Holly, thank you very much for your comment. Olivier, go ahead, please.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. It's Olivier Clapin of Long speaking. I was away from my computer for a few minutes, so I wasn't quite sure what you were speaking about. I notice now that there is discussion with regards to the wiki page, cross-railo policy development activities and processes workspace. Let me just give you a little bit of background to remind us all how this came to be. This was a session which we had, was it in Durban or in Beijing? One of the face-to-face ICANN meetings, I think it was in Durban. And we tried to find out together what each one of the railos were interested in and what the importance, what the key subjects were for policy and for process in each one of the railways. I don't think it's a page that needs to be updated. I think it's a page that is there for you as regional leaders to be able to look at, and that will help you in seeing, let's say you have concerns about privacy, for example, then you can informally get in touch with the other railo that has concerns about privacy as being a primary objective, and then work together on that and perhaps even share information between yourselves. As you'll notice, there is a lot of commonality between the different regions. And I know that in Uralo, during the General Assembly, we had a discussion as to what were the subjects that people, that ALSs in Uralo were particularly interested in. And there was a plan, and I guess this will move forward at some point, a plan for Uralo to focus specifically on those subjects which its ALSs are particularly interested in, and to focus proactively on those. And so this page effectively can give you all an idea of what other railroads' proactive ideas and proactive subjects are. I don't think it's meant to go any further than this. And I understand that if it means that you need to start maintaining it and so on, then of course I totally understand that this would be an overkill. Thank you.
Okay, Olivier, thank you very much. So, just to sum up, what are we going to decide? Are we going to eliminate this? We are at the top of the hour, and Silvia Vivanco told me that she was going to ask another 10 extra minutes. So we have still three items to discuss. Item 5, which is the meeting that we will have all together on November the 20th in Buenos Aires. And the agenda is already settled, so I don't know if there is any other urgent issue regarding this particular topic. In any other case, if there is nothing to comment, I would like to go on to the other topic and give the floor to Deb, because he had some important message to convey. So Deb, please, go ahead. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is David Antiluxing speaking. Just want to just briefly update the VELOs and the secretariats regarding the community regional outreach pilot program and the process by which the at-large can will be submitting its request to this program. This program is provided by ICANN, provides a framework by which each of the five reloads will have five regional up to 3 days outreach trips funded within the fiscal year 2014, which ends on June 30th, 2014. I posted a link in the chat which summarizes it, but essentially similar to how the RELO budget request was reviewed by the Finance and Budget Subcommittee before submitting to ICANN Finance, there will be a CROPP review team established to review and review and approve the RELO travel request to the CROP to ensure that the objectives of the travel request are in line with ICANN's strategic and regional engagement strategy, to confirm with the relevant regional stakeholder engagement vice president that the purpose and goals of the travel request are consistent with ICANN's regional engagement strategy and strategic ICANN's strategic strategy, and to then submit the request to the ICANN after approval by the CROP review team. This review team will comprise of two members from each region, one member from the outreach subcommittee and another one from the finance and budget subcommittee. And I'll post a link here. I see Heidi has already posted the link already. And so far, we're just waiting confirmation from the Asia-Pacific region as to who will be coming from, will be from the outreach committee to serve on this CROP review team. There are several things to note, which is also in the document. Two key things to point out is that the travel request is limited to the actual transportation travel to the destination. It does not include meeting logistic items such as conference fees or things like visa fees or anything of that sort, and that the travel request can't be used for travel to a regularly scheduled ICANN meeting. And most importantly, that the travel request need to be submitted to the review team 8 weeks before any such travel to an event takes place. I know that, I think I've summarized the key points here. The document goes into detail, and I'm aware that most persons probably have seen this already, so I'll probably stop now.
Thank you very much, Dev. This is Sylvia Helen Leiter speaking. I was watching the video where everything is explained, and everything is very clear. So, of course, any doubt that we might have, we might ask. Darlene has requested the floor. Please be brief, because then I will give the floor to Olivia. Thank you very much.
Darlene Thompson. Dev, awesome synopsis of the CROP program, by the way. On the previous point, can we not take a brief vote? I mean, with little checky marks or X-y marks, as to whether we want the page destroyed or we want to keep it up, and then we can have that matter closed completely. That's it. That's all. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, this is
Dave. Thank you very much, Darlene. Is there any other comment? Or? Yeah. Go ahead, please.
Sorry, this is Dave and Ann speaking. Sorry about that. Actually, Darlene, I'm not 100% sure I understood you clearly regarding, you know, the check marks part. Could you just repeat that? Or if you want, we could take it off the list. After the call, I should say.
I'm sorry, Darlene Thompson. On the previous point that we were discussing about the page that we should all be keeping up to, as to, you know, things that are happening in our RELOs, We never came to a decision on that, and I don't understand why. Why can't we come to a decision? And it's like, can we not take a really quick vote now, even with the check marks and such? Like, do we want to keep that page alive, or do we want to kill it off? And it's easy enough to do a very quick vote, and it would only take 1 to 2 minutes. That's it.
I thought it was already taken. So responses were all clear, saying we do not need it.
Sylvia Helen later. Darlene, are you referring to the policy development page, right?
Yes.
As Wolf said, we all commented that it wouldn't be necessary because we could check the RALO pages, but why not? We can carry out the vote that you are suggesting if we agree that the policy development page be deleted. If you all agree with that, please put a check next to your name. Put a green check next to your name, please. And while we are doing that, I will now give the floor to Olivier for him to speak about the accreditation ALS process.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. I see green ticks next to people's names on the policy, the deletion of the cross-railer policy development activities and processes workspace. I don't understand why you want to delete that page. I'm not sure if it costs any money to keep that page up, and I do remind you that this was a one-hour session which we had in Durban, but never mind. Moving on to the ALS decertification, effectively, we are, I have to speak to the RALOs about the fact that we do have some ALSs that are effectively dead ducks. We have managed to somehow, I think, put together a list of those ALSs which are dead ducks by being able to invite them over to the at-large summit. And I know how much you have all worked to try and get those ALSs to come to the at-large summit. The number of emails you've sent, you've tried calling them, et cetera, et cetera. I think we have somehow a list now which is long enough and which we should start working on so that we don't have 90% of our time wasted by 5% of ALSs are not responding. The amount of time staff has spent to try and get those last ALSs to respond, the amount of time that you have spent trying to get those ALSs to respond, and yet those ALSs have still not responded, to me, it really gives the green light for us to start the process of delisting them. And the process is such that we have already delisted some ALSs in the past. There is a wiki page that that deals with this. And in fact, let me just see. Now, it's not actually updated, but there is a link over to that wiki page. Former at-large structures workspaces, and we have delisted already the Internet Users Network and a few others, and I hope that staff will put this page up to date because it's not up to date at the moment. But there are decertified ALSs, and I would ask you in your future work to start also looking then at your lists and move forward with the knowledge that we've had in delisting the first ALSs and the process that we pursued to check, cross-check, give them another chance, try and find out where they were. And what they were doing, and gathering the information for them to be decertified. We've got that process tried once. We now need to pursue it further because I think there are way too many at-large structures that are listed at the moment as at-large structures that don't even exist. and that puts the whole community to shame. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olivier. Yes, this is Sylvia Helen Leite speaking. I totally agree with you, with what you all said, because we, the secretaries, are really working with that, and it's very true what you say. And I will give the floor to Wolf, and then I will give the floor to Sylvia Vivanco and some comments about Sylvia Nush. Wolf, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks a lot. For the floor again, it's Wolf Ludwig for the records. I just want to echo what Olivier explained in detail before. We had two big opportunities this year to mobilize our members, once for the first face-to-face General Assembly after many years. We conducted in Lisbon in summer this year, and now afterwards mobilizing our members for completing the Atlas II survey. And in both cases, we were successful besides the usual four dead ducks we have since many years. So whenever we have a situation like this, the four dead ducks are destroying the quorum. The return quorum for the Atlas II survey would have been 100% at Uralo, but we have always these dead ducks that count in, and we know they are dead. We cannot do anything about them. In most cases, we do not even have contact points anymore. To start a regular decertification procedure. So what I'm saying, we will now concentrate until the at-large summit next year to get rid of those four candidates and to have a clear list of members we can count on, we can mobilize for important issues, but not wasting any time or any minute of our volunteer lives with ALSs who were certified years ago but never participated over the years. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Wolf. I totally agree with you, as usual. I think that we need to keep on discussing this issue because this is something really serious. And when we speak about a General Assembly, of course, we are also talking about quorum, and this is affecting quorum. So I think it is a good time, it is high time to make a clean up, and this starts at home, to see how the ALSs are working, and we need to take into account that we need really active ALSs. Unfortunately, I won't be able to give the floor to Sylvia Vivanco because time has flown away, but I would like to thank you all for your participation and to ask you on behalf of the on my role as the Secretary of La Gralo to pack something green on your suitcase, and I would like to ask our interpreters, our dear interpreters who are ready, who are part of our community, for them to wear something green. I'm really sure that we will leave beautiful moments in Buenos Aires, not only because of the quality of the people in Argentina and the warmth of people in Argentina, but also because we have been working so hard for to have this showcase. So I would like to say thank you for having participated in this call, and looking forward to seeing you in Buenos Aires. Thank you very much, and let's see you in Buenos Aires. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a good day.
Take care, everyone. Bye.
Thank you, everyone. I want to have one. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Nice weekend. Bye-bye.